I just want to say a few words about learning songs. Learning songs is important because songs are the expression of the soul. It always fascinates me what we sing about in Judaism. V'tein b'libenu, we speak about v'taher libenu. Where do you see everyone excited in the weddings when they're singing? V'taher libenu. God, you should purify our hearts. Le'avdecha be'emet, to serve you in truth. What are we singing about? I want to see where people are holding. I was once in Tells. Rabbi Monk told me he had visited Israel, and an artist said to him, he said, you want to gauge a people, look at their songs. See what they're singing about. You'll understand what they're thinking about. You'll understand where their thoughts are and where their souls are holding. And if you look at the songs we sing, what are we singing? V'tayer libeinu. May our hearts be pured. La'avdecha be'emet, to serve you in truth. What are we singing? Yachad, yachad, kulam be'yachad. We're all in unison. Kulam kedusha. We all give, exalt your holiness, God. Extol your holiness. What are we singing about? Tov la'odot la'Hashem. It's so good to give thanks to Hashem. Look at the songs we sing. So, Hamelech Basadeh, we're grateful the king has come out to the fields, he's with us. The songs represent where our souls should be. So, the songs have great weight in forming the Jewish home. As parents, as husbands, it's important you know how to sing these songs. When you go to a simcha, it's important that you also sing. When you're sitting at someone's Shabbos table, it's important that you also sing. You will see, Be'ezrat Hashem, when you host guests, that it's very uncomfortable to sit there and have the guest sitting in silent watching you, and you're singing solo. It's much more fun when the guests are singing too, and when you guys are guests, so you should try to sing along. Don't ruin it. If you don't know the tune, you know, don't destroy it, but try to learn by singing along a little bit under your breath, you know, and that's how you learn. When you sing along, even if you don't know it, lat, you learn it. So it's important. It's important because it's an expression of the soul. I was once with a handicapped child, and a great educator sat with the child and said to him, you know, when you go to shul, you don't sing with the people. And if you'd sing with them, then your soul would connect with them. If you come to shul on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and it's a spectator sport, it's like watching the football game, then you're an outsider if you're a spectator. You shouldn't be an outsider in shul. You shouldn't be an outsider at the Shabbos table. You're not a spectator. You're a part of the show. So you got to know the songs in order to be a part of it. So I feel that even though we're not learning, right? There's no book that we're learning right now. But learning the songs that will facilitate becoming a part of the Shabbos tables down here, the singing in shul, the singing at weddings, I feel that's also a part of what you have to learn at Machon Meir. Part of becoming a part of the Jewish people. And there's a little thing which you can gain out of the songs, aside from all the big things we just discussed. My mother used to teach Hebrew to girls in high school in the United States. And my mother taught them Hebrew through songs. By teaching them songs and their meanings, so then the girls la'at learned Hebrew. So if you guys take the time to understand what you're singing, and I always try to translate the words we're singing, so then that will also build your vocabulary. If you only think about what you're saying, that will also build your vocabulary. And sometimes it'll build a sophisticated, poetic vocabulary, but that's also a good thing to have. So there are many benefits, but the prime benefit is because it'll help you integrate into shul, integrate into families, and also build your own families. One of the difficulties that FFBs, from birth girls, have with the Chozer B'tshuva is that they'll sit at the Shabbos table and he doesn't know how to sing. So people think it's very cool to sing Diror Yikra to the tune of the Beach Boys. I don't know the song. I know the tune. I don't know what song it is. Diror Yikra. Okay, he knows the name. Okay. Someone took the time to teach to me, or to the tune of It's a Small World. Yeah, that's all cool when the rest of your Shabbos table is traditional. But if your whole Shabbos table is that, then you got a problem. So it's good to know these things. You know, your wives, your children, you yourself will benefit when you can sing the songs in the traditional tunes. So that's why we take the first hour out of our learning on Thursday nights to learn the songs, because I feel like it's as important as the text that we learn.